Hello, friends of Fur Affinity and other art sites I might put this recording on. I am Cetus, or Evil Lugia XD. And today's topic is advice. Well, not really a topic, but more like a thing I've been wondering. Has my art have been bugging you? Just because there's this one thing that you didn't like about it, or the fact that there's like something that was aerial and what the hell am I talking about? Pretty much there was something wrong with the proportions. There we go. Well, if you could post the comment down below with constructive criticism, non-biased, please. Non-biased constructive criticism that is really illegible, and I can easily tell what your point is from, I don't know, basically make it easy to understand, because I'm sort of special in that way. You know, sort of like a encyclopedia or a definition or whatever, but basically just put your feedback down below, and if you ignored those special requirements, that's okay, I'll have someone figure it out for me, or I'll figure it out myself using my MINE! Anyways, I got like this one person here that's been criticizing me of my shading and other things, and I've just been wondering, is that a problem to anyone else? Is my shading really, needed that much of improvement? That would be also appreciated if I could have feedback. This is what I think about my shading. I like it for what it is, because, you know, I'm a big fan of dark and black shit, and I like to start off with black. However, if it's really that mind-numbing to the eyes, or that painful to see in the eyes, please let me know. And keep in mind, I understand this is going to be a style issue, but if I could improve in the realms of my style, how could I? For instance, should I blend when black meets white, or when black meets a color? Because I did hear that could probably help, because, you know, being completely different colors, black plus blend equals happiness! Is that exactly what I need? Or, yeah, I'm not changing it. So just tell me what it is, because I like the style, but I want to know if there's a different, if I could use like a tool to make it more easy on the eyes, if there is such thing. Next up is proportions. I'm going to be honest, guys. I have absolutely no idea how to draw freaking hands and feet. I literally struggle, okay? It's just something about the human limbs are a little difficult for my alien brain to handle, and it's like, so I don't really know what to do on that part. Give me some tutorials. Some guides might be nice too. Anyways, moving right along. Next thing I want to bring up is backgrounds. Yep, you know what? This is probably one of the reasons why I should do requests again, because I need background ideas. Well, not really ideas. I need to improve on my backgrounds, because I've been noticing with these the last commission I did. Well, I'll be specific there. Let's see. The muscle comic that I'm doing on DeviantArt.com. I notice I have been kind of crappy with the backgrounds and probably doing half-assed. But is there like any guides or something I should follow? Also, this is one important thing that I forgot to mention that probably be helpful, but I'm stupid and mention it at the fucking ending, or sorta to be ending, in the video. Brushes. Side brushes. Guys, I am extremely limited with side brushes, so if you could, like, I don't know, like, point me to where I could go and get some side brushes for free, preferably, but if they're expensive, commission me and I'll get them. Oh, speaking of which, commissions. I've posted this in a journal, but I'm not sure if anyone got it, because I know how much people like to read on Fur Affinity, and, well, for those that I may post this recording to, it would probably be... I don't fucking know wherever I post this to! Why is this complicated? Anyways, that would be really good. Wait, what the fuck? Oh yeah, I remember now what I was gonna say. Yeah, I was thinking about doing like a specials on my commissions, because I sort of need some money, so, because if I'm going to improve on my art, it would be unknowledgeable that I also need the proper funding so I can go and buy more shit for my art. This doesn't have to be much, because everything's going to be digital-based. Or at least it shouldn't be that much. Sigh, Fruit Loops, leers with anger. Why is Fruit Loops almost $1,000? Why is, Uh-oh, what the hell was that? Huh. That was probably a dog or something. Not gonna lie, I'm slightly scared about that. Hold up. Ah, shit. Yeah, Okay. That was, scary. I heard a random noise downstairs. So that's going to convince me to whisper. But anyways, I completely forgot my train of thought. Let's see, where was I doing again? Oh yeah, by the way guys, I deal with things like that. So yeah, oh yeah, I was saying something about improving. Now I may or may not have not said this before, but yeah, I need like... Oh yeah, Fruit Loops is like, I don't know, $1,000, maybe less than that, and then size like $60, even though they both seem pretty easy to be made if I were to make a program, when I understand the basics of programming. But yeah, side brushes is one thing I need. Once again, if there's like a place where they're free, it would be really great if I could... If you guys could, like, link me to that place, and if there's anything I need to know about the Photoshop, besides the fact I should probably stay away from it, because I really prefer Sai over Photoshop. Unless it's, of course, the making banners, then I definitely prefer Photoshop for that. But if there's, like, something I need to... Photoshop could do better. Also, let me know. Photoshop, lovely. Okay, well, not to want to make this video too long, so anyways, put your things down to the doobly below the whatever art site I decide to submit this on, obviously not DeviantArt. So people that are watching this, spread the word on DeviantArt, and yeah, hopefully you guys can also donate too. So anyways, you get the idea, money is scarce and I need stuff for improvement, or you could just give me some links. Anyways, I'm gonna cut this before it's too long, so I'll talk to you guys if you have a Skype number.